Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today's message is part 6 of a multi-part series entitled Epiphany, and it is specifically titled, But Jesus Said. And it is based off of Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 35. Let us dive into the Word today. But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, offer the other cheek also. If someone demands your coat, offer your shirt also. Give to anyone who asks, and when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. Do to others as you would like them to do to you. If you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good only to those who do good to you, why should you get any credit? Even sinners do that much. And if you lend money only to those who can repay you, why should you get credit? Even sinners will lend to other sinners for a full return. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will be truly acting as children of the Most High, for He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, or it will all come back against you. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven. Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. Amen. Have you ever driven down the road, going, let's say, 75 or 80 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone? Only to have someone, some annoying person behind you, tailgating. Wait, if any of you who are listening are from Jersey, then of course you have. I mean, you're on the highway. There are 3 or 4 other lanes for this punk to pass you. But they're riding your tail like you are in a high-speed parade. And then they flash their lights and honk their horn and rev their engine as they swerve to the next lane and speed ahead. Just to let you know how upset they were that you were going too slow. Because exceeding the speed limit by 10 to 15 miles per hour is too slow in Jersey. And I'm sure in other places too. I mean, geez, give me a break. Eh, right? I have had this happen to me. And sometimes, just sometimes, it gets me so boiled up inside that I am tempted to give them the good old-fashioned New Jersey have a nice day wave out the window, if you know what I mean. There are times I have even thought, I hope a cop catches them and I get to see them pulled over. That will teach them. Have you ever been there? Had those moments behind the wheel? In today's scripture, we see Jesus, his disciples, and those around him. We see him teaching them. This is all part of what is known as the Sermon on the Plain. It is parallel to Matthew's Sermon on the Mount, though it is subtly different. If we don't read it carefully and we just gloss over the details, we might even consider this the Sermon on the Mount. And yet Luke is talking about a different geographical location than Matthew. In Matthew, Jesus was up on the hilltop teaching his disciples, and then Jesus comes down and teaches. He's teaching them up on the mountain, and so that's the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. But then Luke, he's on a mountaintop with his disciples, and then he comes down the mountain and teaches them in this level place, in this plain. Now, it could be that maybe Jesus taught his disciples more spiritually up on top of the mountain and then came down from the mountain and kind of taught similar, almost the same thing to the people in the crowds below. That's one possibility that I've heard put out there. Or it could be that these are just similar teachings taught to two different types of people in two different locations. Or maybe the details of the story are just mixed up and yet they are the same event. Who knows? Who really knows? But one thing's for sure. In Matthew, Jesus is teaching up on a hilltop, up on a mountainside, and that is the Sermon on the Mount. And in Luke, Jesus is teaching down off the mountain in a plain, and this is the Sermon on the Plain. And so there are subtle differences, even not just between the geographical location, there's subtle differences even in what Jesus is actually teaching. For instance, in Matthew, it says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." In Luke, Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor." Period. So that may sound like, oh, you're splitting hairs, but when you think about it, is poor necessarily the same thing as poor in spirit? Sure, being poor in spirit is a certain type of poverty, but poor, period, can mean something else entirely. So, we often read this Sermon on the Plain, as well as the parallel scripture in Matthew, as if we already know the story. You know what I'm talking about, right? We've heard this so many times before. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the hungry. Blessed are those who are mourning. Blessed are those who are persecuted. And we read them almost with a rolling of the eyes going, yeah, 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 get me to the stuff I haven't read yet, right? It all sounds nice. And in theory, we like what Jesus taught. But as we're normally reading this, we often fail. We often fail to actually pay attention to what is saying, what Jesus is saying to us, what the scripture is saying to us, what it is really saying to us. In this series of teachings, Jesus says some pretty shocking and scandalous and serious things. I mean, he really is. He really, really is. Love your enemies. Not just in words, but by praying for them and doing good for them and blessing them. Have you stopped to even think about that? Love your enemies. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn the other cheek to him or her as well. Give to whoever asks, and when things are stolen from you, don't seek to get them back. Don't even seek to get retribution. Think about that. Do to others as you would want them to do to you. Let me say that again. Do to others as you would want them to do to you. Meaning, don't treat others as they treat you, but as you would want to be treated. You must be. As compassionate to others as God is compassionate to you. Oh, and don't you dare judge others, not for any reason, whether they're friend or foe, whether they are right or wrong. Do not judge. And always be willing to forgive, as you have been forgiven. Whoa, right? Wait a minute there, Jesus. Hold a sec, bro, right? That's not how the real world works. Come on, man. If someone is your enemy, you either steer clear of them or see to it that they can no longer hurt you. That's just common knowledge. That's the way of the world. That's self-defense, self-preservation. You don't treat them nicely and naively do good for them. At the best, you avoid them. If you don't want to hurt them, okay, I can deal with that. You avoid them. You make sure they're no longer in your life, right? And what about prayer? What will prayer actually do? Get you hurt again? I mean, what are you going to do? Just remain in the enemy's path and sit there and pray and hope that your prayer will ward them off? I mean, come on, Jesus. I don't mind giving to people, but if they steal from me, I want my stuff back. And I want to get them back, right? Come on, Jesus. You can talk all of that fancy God talk, but we live in the real world where real people get hurt. So go away. Stop it already. The problem is, my friends, the problem with that sentiment, which is a common sentiment, by the way, the problem with that sentiment is that Jesus didn't teach in a land of Oz bubble where everything was fine and evil melted at the first splash of water. He didn't just teach this stuff. He lived by it. And he died by it. If anyone knows the cost of Jesus' teachings and Jesus' way of living, my friends, it's Jesus himself. And yet his teachings remain, and his example shines forward for us. For every argument we might have toward Jesus' inconvenient and threatening teachings, for every argument we might have toward Jesus' inconvenient and threatening teachings, if we call ourselves Christian and take that name seriously, there is one important rebuttal that should stop us in our tracks. But Jesus said, "That dude just passed me. I hope he gets it in the end. I hope he gets his coming to him." But Jesus said, "Those people don't deserve help because they're milking the system." But Jesus said, if we take Jesus seriously, if we truly do follow him as the word Christian suggests, then all that matters is what Jesus said. Amen? There is no voice that should trump, pardon the pun, there is no voice that should trump Jesus's. All other voices are not worthy of Christ's voice. All other teachings and influence must pass away. Remember these words. But Jesus said, and be challenged by them in all that you do. For we are called to follow Christ, and Christ alone. And all that matters, my friends, all that matters, my sisters and brothers, is what Jesus said. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you and praise you for this opportunity to be challenged by your teachings. What you had to say to us, they're not easy words. It's not easy for us to be obedient to them. But Lord, all that matters is you and what you taught us in your teachings and example. What matters is what you did on the cross for us. What matters is that you conquered death in your resurrection. And that those of us who place our faith in you shall too conquer death. Lord, help us. Help us, even though we have faith, help us in our unbelief. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, my friends, thank you for tuning in to this message. Again, it is entitled Epiphany, part 6 of a multi-part series, and this particular one is specifically entitled, But Jesus Said. And so I want to thank you for tuning in, and I hope it challenges you. Also, I would like to invite you to tune in to the Party on John cast. We have a new episode coming out soon. In fact, it is Friday the 22nd. I'm recording this for Sunday the 24th. And actually, a little later today, Sal Sermarco, the Sal Sermarco, and I are going to get together and record the next episode, the March episode of Party on John cast. And guess what? It's going to be on Prevenient Grace, kicking off a multi-part series on grace. And it'll be coming from the Wesleyan and the Calvinist perspectives. With that said, I'd like to invite you to check out the Party on John cast website at partyonjohn.org. And you can also go to the various websites we have listed in our episode notes, which include this particular podcast, Life Giving Water Messages podcast website, and Life Giving Water Devo website, where you can subscribe to biweekly free devotions. And and so I just want to thank you again for joining us, and I want to remind you, you are richly blessed so that you may be a blessing to others. Go in peace.